Thank you so much. That was fun.
Lori Emerson is an associate professor in the English department at the University of Colorado at Boulder, where she's also the founding director of the Media Archaeology Lab. You've been listening to Radio Survivor. Today's episode was produced by Jennifer Waits.
All the lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights. This is it, we'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Hi, my name's Rick Serrano from Catskill, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre or anytime at wgxc.org.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Brock of Midland Park, New Jersey. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
The WGXC headlines. A Chinese spy balloon is traveling over the western United States, U.S. officials said February 2nd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled a previously scheduled trip next week in China because of the brouhaha. Almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine, officials there are looking for a new major offensive action from the north from Russia, an attempt to regain lost ground to Ukraine in the past few months. The Bank of Greene County has a plan to grow to $5 billion in assets without acquisitions. The bank has already doubled in size in the last 5 years and reached a milestone 2 years ago when it surpassed $2 billion in assets. New York deer are infected with the Omicron variant of COVID-19, a study has found. The coronavirus has now been found in deer in 15 states. And New York State Supreme Court Acting Justice Adam Silverman ruled that the town of Durham erred when it permitted two bathhouses and a dump station at Blackthorn Resort's RV park. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed by neighboring property owners and that named the resort the town of Durham and New York State Department of Health in the lawsuit. On Saturday, February 4th, turn out or tune in for live performances from local singer-songwriters Lex Gray and Ryder Cooley. Both Lex Gray and Ryder Cooley perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Saturday, February 4th, and WGXC will also have a live web stream and a broadcast of the performances from two local band leaders, Lex Gray from the Urban Pioneers and Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies. Both perform Saturday, February 4th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune in to hear the performances on 90.7 FM at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. On February 2nd, three local congressional representatives voted for a bill, and I quote, denouncing the horrors of socialism, end quote. House Resolution 9 is deeply ridiculous legislation. It was a show vote in a country with many socialist policies, such as the collective funding of the military for national defense. The bill passed 328-86, with Democrat Pat Ryan and Republicans Elise Stefanik voting for the resolution and Democrat Paul Tonko voting against. The resolution only said, and I quote, "This concurrent resolution denounces socialism and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States," end quote. This has little chance of passing the Senate nor being signed by President Joe Biden. The Cook Political Report forecasts a toss-up election for Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th Congressional District in 2024. The same group says that Pat Ryan's 18th district leans to the Democrat. Molinaro defeated Democrat Josh Riley in last fall's election, where Republicans picked up a few seats in New York. With the presidential election in 2024, turnout is likely to be higher in Molinaro and Ryan's next election. Larry Rudelson reports in the Times Union that the Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating an oil spill February 2nd at the Norlite Aggregate Plant and Incinerator in Cohoes in Albany County. A DEC spill response team investigated the incident and blamed equipment failure on a waste oil tank located in the facility's equipment building for the leak of 200 gallons of waste oil onto the ground. They said there were no air quality impacts from the spill. Norlite makes aggregate from shale that is used in road and construction projects and has a history of violations with DEC in Cohoes. Norlite has been accused of emitting illegal emissions and dangerous silica dust into the air that has caused health problems for neighboring residents. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Police murder of Tyre Nichols and the attack on Black history. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. February 1st marked a beginning and an end. It's the first day of Black History Month, the national celebration honoring the hard-won achievements of African Americans over the painful arc of the more than 400 years since the first ship of enslaved Africans arrived in 1619. February 1st was also the day of the funeral for Tyre Nichols, the 29-year-old African-American father who died on January 10th after being brutally beaten by five Memphis police officers 3 days earlier. As Tyre was laid to rest, a firestorm was erupting over how Black history is taught, with at least one state's rejection of a proposed AP African American history curriculum. Tyre Nichols was driving home on the evening of Saturday, January 7th, when Memphis police pulled him over, they claimed, for reckless driving. Even the police chief later admitted there was no such basis for the traffic stop.
Damn, I didn't do anything.
Get the F out of the effing car, one officer screamed, to which Tyre responds, I didn't do anything. Police pulled Tyre from the car and roughly pinned him to the ground. Tyre appeared frightened but remained calm. As one officer tased him, he escaped, running towards home. The police caught up with Tyre on a quiet residential street just a couple hundred feet from home. More police resumed the vicious attack. Police body cameras and a pole-mounted security camera documented the assault. Tyre's final words as he was beaten into unconsciousness were to call for his mother. Less than 10 minutes after the initial traffic stop, Tyre, handcuffed and bloodied, was propped against a police car. When he fell over, he was again propped up, but otherwise ignored by the police and EMTs. 20 minutes passed before an ambulance arrived. He died in the hospital 3 days later. The five officers, all of whom are Black, were fired and charged with second-degree murder. A white officer, heard on the video saying, I hope they stomp his ass, was suspended, as was another officer. Two Memphis Fire Department EMTs were also fired, as was their on-site supervisor, a lieutenant, for failing to adequately help Tyre.
He had a beautiful soul, and he touched everyone.
That's Rovon Wells, Tyre's mother, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
The boy smiled all the time. He loved his mother's cooking. He loved his son. That's why he came to Memphis in the first place, to be with his mom, build a better life for him and his son. But Memphis took my son away from me.
At the funeral, Reverend Al Sharpton delivered Tyre's eulogy, and family attorney Ben Crump spoke from the pulpit. Both men praised local racial justice and police accountability activists for bringing attention to Tyre's murder. Among those recognized was Amber Sherman, member of the Black Lives Matter Memphis chapter.
It took a lot of on-the-ground organizing, pressuring the folks in charge.
Amber Sherman said on Democracy Now!
If we hadn't had the protest on Saturday, about over a week ago. We hadn't shown up at City Hall on MLK Day, and we haven't continued to show up at the DA's office and host a sit-in, and we haven't continued to pull up on people who are not responding to us, then we definitely wouldn't be getting that video footage.
Change doesn't happen without organizing and activism, as the history of Memphis so painfully illustrates. Martin Luther King Jr. was in Memphis in 1968, supporting striking municipal sanitation workers fighting for better, safer working conditions after two workers were crushed to death in a malfunctioning garbage truck. On April 3, 1968, King gave his famous To the Mountaintop speech at Memphis's Mason Temple. The next afternoon, he was assassinated, standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. While King's assassination is a well-known point in historical time, it falls on a continuum of systemic racism, white supremacy, and violence against African Americans. Tyree's killing now has a permanent place on that tragic timeline, along with the police killings of Michael Brown, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and so many more. Tyree and Breonna were both born on the same day, June 5, 1993. Neither will reach their 30th birthday. This is why honest, comprehensive school curricula on Black history is so important. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has championed the whitewashing of Black history, demanding the removal of topics like Black Lives Matter, police brutality, and reparations, recently leading the successful effort to ban the new AP African American history curriculum in the Sunshine State. So much for sunshine. Justice for Tyree Nichols and other Black victims of police violence ultimately relies on organized action from an informed citizenry. Black history needs not just to be a month, but taught every single day. Kids and adults need to learn the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC renewable weather forecast, and take this one very seriously. There is a wind chill warning in effect from the National Weather Service in Albany until noon on Saturday, February 4th. This is a very serious cold. You can get frostbite in a very short amount of time. Please keep pets inside, watch, and make sure your pipes don't freeze. We begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Stewart Shops in Cairo has gas at $3.54 a gallon, the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality index is a 35. The UV index for Saturday is forecast to be a 2, which is considered low. The temperature in the Hudson River was reported on February 3rd as 36.2 degrees, which is just below normal for the last 10 years on this date. On Saturday, the National Weather Service in Albany predicts sunny skies with a high of 16 and wind chill values as low as negative 32. There'll be a northwest wind 7 to 14 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Saturday night should be cold with a low around 13, cloudy skies, and a south wind 7 to 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. And then Sunday should be partly sunny with a high of 43, with a south wind 10 to 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour and a low around 30 Sunday night. And Monday the forecast is for sunny skies with a high of 38 and a low around 22. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support. WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, we're going wandering with Nobukazu Takamura from his album 10th.
Thank you. Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
As I drove into town, in every little moment, I was still searching for my true fortune. I could feel some presence in the forest, off of the dark roads, with their little threatening stores, and the presence extended outwards into the town, as if small lamps were flickering in the distance, winking knowingly at me. This was a good sign. I'd only ever felt this in a few places in the States. Something was letting me know without letting me all the way in. Keep looking. Don't rush it. Take time to breathe the way I breathe, the presence said. Okay. I will. There was one second-hand good spot that wasn't an immediately sour experience. The old man waving me in from his seat at the back and saying nothing else except smiling. There was definitely something in the woods. A few somethings. I knew I had to gather them and protect them if I was to tell the true future that I needed to. I could feel them watching me from far back between the trees. I needed jars, for sure. Lots of jars. I scoured the town for them, buying as many as I could from Brandow's and the Ace Hardware. I found a good place to stash them, in a bushy glade at the back of a car dealership. I couldn't risk getting caught with all the jars in town. As I drove around slowly, I remembered that other than the more famous, nasty, and detestable ways to really ensure your appropriate fortune was successfully coming through, which were mostly routes of more violent witchery, there were countless other methods that were merely difficult and absurd. This is why I always kept my pockets stuffed with various talismans and magic trinkets that I had encountered on my trip across America. An iron ball from a machine shop in Butte, Montana. A bent fork from a diner south of Montreal across the border. A pacer's hat stained with blood that I found outside the Jimmy Stewart Museum in Indiana, Pennsylvania. A truly magical object. And a small green crystal in a small, green, stuffed bear's paw that I got from a trucker between California and Arizona. Each of these talismans was supposed to change in some small way if a true fortune teller were around. Somebody I could really talk to. Someone that I could get the truth out of. The iron ball was said to get exponentially heavier in the hand. The fork would bend slightly further in half and be suddenly dirty. The hat was said to tighten by 3 plastic pegs. So I never wore it out of fear, but I checked it often on the dashboard. And the green crystal bear was apparently unique, and it was supposed to glow softly when near anyone with an original tape of the Grateful Dead live in Albany, March 25th, 1990. An apparently epic set. It has been recorded that if you befriend the owner of that tape and play it in their house, that when Eyes of the World comes on, you can ask that person any questions, and they will only say true things. This seemed a little complex, and I'm not sure I have the time to make friends. But I might need to. When I first pulled into town, a small, soft mote of light had spilled from the bear's crystal, green light elevating the green fur and the happy eyes of the bear into a shining beacon that flickered there on the dashboard for only a moment. But I saw it. At that moment, I knew that this town, Niagara, was special. One method, where you immersed a man into a barrel of sesame seed oil for 1 month. You know, just keep him in there, if he was willing, and give him only nuts and figs to eat. When he comes out, he is so suffused with sesame oil and fig juice that his flesh has been replaced by a slimy, jelly layer. You then lead him out onto a balcony and have him stand there in the wind. He is then supposed to speak to you, and speak only the truth. Every time I thought about the details of this oracle, I would catch myself making a smushed-up face in the rearview mirror. Although it was historically fascinating, I knew that this method would take too long and require too much sesame oil. I had a lead, and I was reasonably excited about seeking out the old taper in this town. And I hear that set is pretty sick. I was tired, and my feet, neck, and eyes ached from carefully driving and staring and looking so much. I had so much work to do, and deep in my heart, I wished that this wasn't so difficult. True oracles were so squirrely and obscure, and it took so much expensive driving around to find every little element necessary. But even deeper down, I knew that the quickest, most straightforward way that I could receive a true fortune about the true future would be to simply ask a dead man. But they aren't known to be very talkative. In any way, the sight of blood, corpses, eyeballs, viscera, spatter, red walls, and unshucked fat makes me sick to my stomach. I can barely stand to look at someone laying down with one shoe on. I have a good handle on my personal weaknesses and proclivities. Deep down, I knew that my only route to what I sought was befriending that old hippie. And how does anyone do that anymore? Be friends. The world of oracles is just as complicated now as it's ever been. If this step on my journey requires me to climb the mountain of friendship, then I was going to do it with the same focus that I had brought to all of my other oracular endeavors. If I can climb every peak in the Black Hills looking for plastic wrappers, if I can steal tears from the St. Louis Opera House orchestra pit on opening night, if I can scale the sheer face of the Montclair, New Jersey Art Museum looking for raccoon fur, if I can compare 20 million coffee beans in 12 hours before security can break back in, looking for that one that just looks like me, I can do this. I can be friends. I can talk about music, looking for that one magic session. I glanced into the back seat of my car, making sure I had everything for a night of befriending strangers. A 12-pack of Bud Light, an old tape deck, some phono to 8th-inch stereo cables, some industrial zip ties, a big card with my Spotify password written on it, a few bags of assorted nuts and hoagies, my solar-powered taser, a bandana kit with every primary color at the ready, my new camo jacket, yellow leather work gloves, an old guitar I keep in perfect tuning, a little red shovel, stuff to make nachos with, a first-generation Roku remote, a package of tactical wipes, some MAGA hats glued to the top of an anime umbrella, 3 stacks of reed grease, a pack of playing cards, a poblano pepper, and a jar of pure biogas. I was ready. And just in case, my trunk did contain 40 glass jars, 20 pounds of figs, and 20 gallons of sesame oil, the maximum amount allowed for one customer. I remember the concept of relaxing. I remember thinking, nice. Upon my first turn off the highway. Seems like I'm gonna like it here. This town, Niagara by the lake, with its furtive eyes and echoing chants. It's already been very good to me.
Some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
We'll be right back.
That was Tangent with Terracotta, a Jim O'Rourke remix of their 2018 release.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland. Right, so then I'd take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Tortoise with Swung from the Gutters.